Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And Jesus said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The word of the Lord. Now, this is quite a key passage in Mark's Gospel, because very early on, it's only chapter 3, the beginning of chapter 3, and the Pharisees are already conspiring with the Herodians. In the previous chapter, there had been a discussion or debate between Jesus and the Pharisees about what you should or shouldn't do on the Sabbath. They were also concerned that Jesus was healing people. So they had entered the synagogue, and Jesus realized from the attitude of the Pharisees that they weren't really sincere, wholehearted in their attitude towards him. They weren't open at all towards him. They were really trying to see how they could catch him out. The integrity was missing. And this is what made Jesus angry. In verse 5 it says, he looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart. This, I think, is showing real humanity of Jesus. He was angry that he wasn't being given a fair go, and he was saddened that the leaders in his synagogue had lack of integrity and goodwill. So then Jesus turns to the man with the withered hand. It seems he was just there, not asking for anything. Jesus called him forth. "Come forward," he said, and then ignored him as he had a discussion with the Pharisees. And then he turned back to the man with the withered hand, and he said, "Stretch out your hand." And his hand was restored. This is one of the few examples where Jesus didn't ask for an expression of faith or forgiveness, sorrow for sin, before doing his healing miracle. All the man had to do was lift up his hand, and it was healed. It was a gratuitous healing. The man with the withered hand doesn't appear in this account to be in the least interested. He doesn't ask to be healed. He doesn't even say, "Thanks, Jesus, for giving me a hand like that." Or something like, "Say, Jesus, would you like me to give you a hand now that my hand is healed?" No, the man just goes his way, and the Pharisees go off to conspire with Herod. So what is the meaning of this passage for us? What lessons can we take from it? And one is, we need to be sincere in our faith and love other people, judge other people openly, just as God loves them and is slow to anger and slow to judge. We can believe Jesus was truly human, showing his humanity with anger and sadness, and yet always ready to help others. And perhaps, too, we should have a great appreciation of these hands that we have and the good they can do for all that we meet around about us. There's so many phrases in our English language that have the hand in them, a hand up, a hand out. Give us a hand. Have you got a spare hand there? All the time there is this word hand in so many of our interactions with other people. And perhaps too, we need to believe strongly in our own capacity to be healed if we want it. There's this gratuitous healing available to us if we just focus on it. Get up from our corner in the synagogue and put out our withered hand. If the man's hand was withered, I wonder, was it difficult for him to put it out? Did it just flop there uselessly? Was the effort of putting it out a very minor, meager one? Or did he have to prop it up with his other good hand? But however he did it, the mere fact of putting it out there, it was healed. So perhaps we too can look honestly at our own difficulties or hindrances in life and put them out there. Acknowledge them. Don't hide them or gloss over them. Put them out there. Acknowledge them. And ask for healing in the great confidence that Jesus is willing to do this at any time, whether we are all that keen or not. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.